she knocked on my door with a paper plate. I was about to say, "I'm busy." Then she smiled and asked if I wanted a cookie. That 10-second choice turned into a hallway dinner that changed how I saw myself.
Have you ever said no to a small invitation and later wished you'd said yes? That little regret is the doorway for what I want to talk about today.
Welcome to Why I Love, the place where we practice the simple truth that to love others, we start by loving who we are. Today I'm inviting you to try a tiny practical habit I call the welcome table.
I want to pull the story open a little more. She stood in the hallway, holding two slightly warm chocolate chip cookies on a bent paper plate, the chips still soft at the edges. The building light hummed above us.
We pulled two plastic chairs into the corridor, yes, the hallway, and sat facing a thin strip of light where the shadows of plants met the stair rail. It felt ridiculous and sacred at once.
Conversation began clipped. Then she told me she had lost a job that spring. I told her the quiet fear I'd been carrying about not being enough. No performances, no fuss, just listening, crumbs, and honest breath.
That evening taught me something small and radical. Offering time and presence becomes a mirror. When you bring someone into your imperfect space, you often see your own worth reflected back in the way they receive you.
Think about the phrase, love your neighbor as yourself. It assumes a starting point, that you have some care for yourself to mirror outward. Hospitality trains that muscle. Little invitations show we can both give and receive care.
There's also a practical reason meals work. Food lowers defenses. Sharing a simple plate tells the body it's safe. When bodies relax, hearts and stories open. The result is tiny proofs that it's okay to be seen.
Now, a quick caution. Hospitality can easily become another performance. We can start chasing the perfect spread, the perfect menu, the perfect moment. I want to say clearly, the welcome table is low pressure. Presence matters far more than presentation.
So how do you actually start without turning it into a project? Start small. Invite one person for a short, specific time. Ask, would you like to grab tea for 20 minutes this week? Bring something simple. A prepared sandwich, a cup of coffee in a paper cup, two slices of pizza on a park bench.
Be specific about who to invite. Think, the neighbor you pass in the hallway, the coworker you make small talk with every morning, the person who delivers your mail, one person this week. Specificity lowers the barrier to act.
Keep conversations simple and open. Try these prompts. What brought you joy this week? Is there something you're carrying you'd like to share? What's one small thing you appreciate right now? These invite stories, not checklists.
And remember, boundaries are part of self-love. If hosting drains you, scale it down. If meeting in person feels risky, choose a phone call or a sidewalk chat. Hospitality succeeds when it respects your capacity.
Try a tiny rhythm this week. Pick one person, set a 30 to 40 minute window, bring something simple, and ask one of the questions I mentioned. Afterwards, jot down one surprising moment. This small practice trains attention more than it trains performance.
Before we try a short imagining, notice this. You do not have to fix anyone. You do not have to solve everything. Sometimes the most radical thing you can offer is your presence and a warm cookie.
Now, picture your own welcome table. Where would it be? Who is the single person you'd invite without pressure? What small thing would you bring? Let an image form. The light on the tabletop. The sound of chairs. The breath between sentences.
Imagine the conversation easing into a laugh, a memory, maybe a quiet admission. Notice how it feels in your body to let presence replace performance. Hold that feeling for a moment.
Your presence is enough. Sometimes a plate and attention are the most radical healing things we can offer.
I'll leave a quiet moment here so you can sit with that image. In production, this is where a gentle 90-second room tone is helpful. Silence that lets the imagining land.
When you come back from that quiet, remember the simple truth we began with. Small acts of welcome expand our capacity to love. Inviting someone into your imperfect space trains you to see yourself as both worthy of giving and worthy of receiving care.
If this landed with you, try one concrete thing. This week, invite a single person for a short welcome table. Keep it manageable. Focus on presence, not perfection. Afterward, share a sentence with us about what surprised you. Those stories help everyone feel brave enough to try.
Thank you for joining me today on Why I Love. If this conversation meant something to you, pass it along to someone who might need a gentle nudge. Subscribe to the show so we can keep practicing these small rhythms together. Love who you are and watch the world change.